rise and just sing one song, Lift Your Vision High, and just a short little song, Lift Your Vision High, to prepare ourselves for the Word of God. This is the second last sermon. So there are three little series on some of the important things in the Christian life. Thank you. Lift your vision high in the way that you never have before. Lift your vision higher and you will see the glory of the Lord. For without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. Without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. So lift your vision higher, and you will see the glory of the Lord. Lift your vision high in the way that you never have before. Lift your vision higher and you will see the glory of the Lord. For without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. Without a progressive vision, you will dwell carelessly. So lift your vision higher, and you will see the glory of the Lord. Father, we pray that you lift our vision higher. We pray, Father God, that you would cause us, Lord, to be a people of praise, a people of worship, and a people of God whom you can use to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. A people of God who will do the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. We ask, O Father God, that you use each one of us as instruments of your kingdom. For we know that Jesus Christ rose victoriously, ascended on high, seated at the right hand of God. And the book of Hebrews declares that even now he sits and he waits till all authority, all power, all principality and dominion will come under his feet. We thank you, Father, that from now until eternity, that Jesus is in the process of establishing his rule and reign. We thank you, Father, that we can be a part of the process. And we ask, O God, that your word of life will reach into our hearts and spirits, cause us to hear the voice of the living God. Hide me behind your cross, and let Jesus and Jesus alone come true in all of heaven's authority and life and love and light flow into our lives afresh this morning. Cause us, O God, to arise from mediocrity into the position and place that you have called us all to be. For a light, O God, cannot be set and hidden, but it must be placed on a lampstand to shine forth as the lights of this earth, the salt of the earth, so that we can be in a place and position where you want each one of us to be. And as we hearken to your voice, cause us all to hear the soft voice of your Spirit telling us what your will is and what your plans and purposes are for each one of our lives. For all that you do this morning, we give you the glory, the worship, and the honor. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. As you notice that the song that we sang, the second stanza is taken from Proverbs 29, verse 18, which strangely is translated differently in many versions. Let's have a look at that in Proverbs 29, verse 18. And we are touching on three most important principles of the Christian life. And this is number two. If you remember what number one was last week, which has three sub-points, some of you who have notes, you remember? Anybody? Last week, there were only 3 points. One main point with three sub-points. Okay. Oh, you were not here. Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's one. Two and three. Ah. I think you need to rehear that first part. There were three points in it, inside that first important principle of Christian life. Hey? You measure it by your fruit, yes? One more? You're reading the notes, okay. Okay, we try to summarize in these three sermons some of the most important points of Christian living. And without them, we cannot make it. So some of you may need to hear that over again. And today we are talking about the area of vision, but it's not just vision, it's wider than that. And so when we say vision, there are so many categories of vision. So remember, we have three sub-points this morning. The first of which is mission. Second is vision. Third is decision. So we have a nice 3 points that rhyme that hopefully you can remember. You probably have found Proverbs 29 by now. Proverbs 29, verse 18. And that's the second part of the song that we sang this morning. Here in my translation, it says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law." I believe the old King James, let me borrow my twin brother's brother, Bible, the oldie King James, authorized version, says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Now that looks like a totally different picture and translation here. And let me look at the side notes on this. Under D, under 4. Okay, on the side translation where the people perish, it says here, that the Hebrew root word for perish means to be made naked. So that means that in a sense, without a vision, we are not cloth. We are not ready. We are not prepared. It's interesting that the old King James used the word perish, which implies death. Then the first part where my translation, New King James, says revelation. Some of your translation says vision. And in the side notes on mine, it says prophetic vision. Any other translations on Proverbs 29 verse 18 that differs? Okay, let's have your amplified. Let me read the amplified for everyone. 29 verse 18. It's amplified. Okay. Where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, The people perish. So it retains the word perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, enviable is he. So it retains the word vision, revelation, and perish. And in the little song that somebody wrote, I forgot who wrote that song, Live Your Vision High. The second stanza says, without a progressive vision, we will dwell carelessly. And it's probably, whoever wrote that song must have been reading Proverbs 29 verse 18 from some of the modern translation that describes the word without restraint as to dwell carelessly. There's no direction. Every one of us needs a vision. As you saw in the Amplified and in the Old King James, that it uses the word perish, make naked, destitute, cast aside. But perish is so strong, it means die. So in the stronger sense, it means that if we don't have a vision, we will die. In a weaker sense, it says if we have no vision, we will wander about aimlessly. So in life, we all need a vision. We all need a vision. One of the things that every Christian must find out is what is the will of God for my life? What is the will of God for my life? Every Christian must ask that question to God. In fact, we are all taught to pray the Lord's Prayer, found in Matthew 6. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pate hemon ho entios ure nois hagesteto tu to onomasu. That's the classical Greek version of Lord's Prayer. The first part. Hallowed be thy name. It is so important that God tells us, when the disciples say, teach us to pray. The first thing Jesus taught them is, after worshipping God and hallowing his name, ask for his will, his kingdom. Before thy bread, before keeping us from the evil one, before everything else, thy will be done. Discovering God's will in our lives, individually, will be the biggest breakthrough that you need for this life. If you haven't discovered God's will for your life, I suggest you've pray the Lord's Prayer continually over your life, and then add a personalized one, Lord, reveal your will in my life. God has a will for each one of us. Now, so as not to confuse between the normal English dictionary definition of vision, we expanded it into three little points. First and foremost, I don't call it a vision because visions sometimes scare people away. Especially when we talk about visions, the image of many average people is a wild-looking man, you know, with hair all over the place, wearing camel skin, with beard unkempt. At least this is nice camp beard. Okay, let's do it. And came all over the place. Hair standing out all over the place. Camel's fur. Never bathe once in a blue moon. And twice a blue moon. Okay. And eating locusts and honey with wild-looking eyes. Going about, walking in a semi-deranged manner, seeing only the spirit world, saying things like, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and nothing else. eating locusts and honey. That's